This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to Takeaway Trivia, episode 214. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, bringing you another four rounds of trivia straight into your ears. Before we get things started, a few hellos. Eleanor Cheatham says, hello. Please could I ask for a shout out for my boyfriend George, who is accepting his King's Scout Award today at Windsor Castle. Very proud of his achievement. Love from Els. Well done, George. Congratulations. Sammy says, Kaya and Sammy here from Yamba, Australia, would love to give my quiz-loving beautiful wife a happy birthday shout-out for the 24th of April. Happy birthday. Ronan Garrett is working in Swords in Dublin and have recently converted half the office to the quiz. Could you give a shout-out to Megan, Ashlyn, Emma and the rest of the QA Ops team in Swords? Hello all. And Sophie Louise wants to say hello to Brad, Tyler and Jack White, who listen while travelling to work. Hello and safe travels. Coming up in the quiz this week, we've got a round of Final Fling. 5-4-3-2-1 returns. It's also the return of another old favourite. The Entertainment Round is back this week. But let's get started with general knowledge. Good luck. Here we go then with round number one. It is your general knowledge and question number one this week. In which US state was Taylor Swift born? Number one, in which US state was Taylor Swift born? Number two, what is the top colour of a rainbow? Number two, what is the top colour of a rainbow? Question number three. In the Roald Dahl story, what do the letters BFG stand for? Question number three. In the Roald Dahl story, what do the letters BFG stand for? Number four. Michael Owen and Titus Bramble play together at which Premiership club? Question 4. Michael Owen and Titus Bramble play together at which Premiership club? We're talking UK football there or soccer. Number 5. Which country was the first to send a woman into space? Question number 5. Which country was the first to send a woman into space? Number 6. The Stratocaster and the Telecaster guitars are manufactured by which company? Number 6. The Stratocaster and Telecaster guitars are manufactured by which company? Number 7. In which country did the Women's Institute begin? Question 7. In which country did the Women's Institute begin? Number 8. Who was the first British monarch to be seen on moving film? Question number 8. Who was the first British monarch to be seen on moving film? Number 9. The boxer Lennox Lewis was born in which city? Question number 9. The boxer Lennox Lewis was born in which city? And number 10, what is Paris's underground train system called? Question number 10, what is Paris's underground train system called? Your 10 for starters, that is general knowledge done. A little wait for the answers, I'll have those after round number 2. For round number 2, 10 questions on movies, music, television, and occasionally some video games. Yes, it's the entertainment round. And question number 1, who played Cruella de Vil in the live-action version of 101 Dalmatians? So number 1, who played Cruella de Vil in the live-action version of 101 Dalmatians? Number 2, which TV show chronicled life in Wisteria Lane? Question 2, which TV show chronicled life in Wisteria Lane? Number 3, from which British city did the Kaiser Chiefs hail? Question number 3, from which British city did the band the Kaiser Chiefs originate? Number 4, Cool Runnings is the story of which country entering a bobsleigh team into the Winter Olympics? Number 4, Cool Runnings is the story of which country entering a bobsleigh team into the Winter Olympics? Number 5, in Fallout, what currency is used in the capital Wasteland? Number 5, in Fallout, what currency is used in the capital Wasteland? Have you watched it yet, by the way? I've done 2 episodes. I don't know if it's for me, to be honest. I really love the main character, she's fantastic. But I'm not feeling it. I'm one of the few people that just not feeling it. Number 6, which university is attended by Oliver Quick in Saltburn? Number 6, which university is attended by Oliver Quick in Saltburn? Number 7, which band thought it was fun to stay at the YMCA? Number 7, which band thought it was fun to stay at the YMCA? Number 8, the Dutton family are at the centre of which hit US TV series? Number 8, the Dutton family are at the centre of which hit US TV series? Number 9, in regular episodes of Pointless, how much does the cash jackpot begin at in each episode? That's assuming it's not a rollover. Number 9, in regular episodes of Pointless, how much does the cash jackpot begin at in each episode? Assuming it's not a rollover. And number 10, which American rapper released the album Get Rich or Die Trying in 2003? Number 10, which American rapper released the album Get Rich or Die Trying in 2003? That's your entertainment round. Let's return to general knowledge and find out your answers. How well did you do? Number 1, in which US state was Taylor Swift born? Pennsylvania. Number 2, what is the top colour of a rainbow? Red. 3, in the Roald Dahl story, what does BFG stand for? Big Friendly Giant. Number 4, Michael Owen and Titus Bramble played together at which premiership club? Newcastle. Number 5, which country was the first to send a woman into space? It was the USSR or Soviet Union, or Russia, I guess. And that woman was Valentina Tereshkova. And I mentioned earlier that Fallout's not my bag, really. But I have been enjoying For All Mankind. I've been watching that lately. That's fantastic. That question was kind of inspired by that. Number 6. The Stratocaster and Telecaster guitars are manufactured by which company? Fender. 7. In which country did the Women's Institute begin? That was Canada. 8. Who was the first British monarch to be seen on moving film? Queen Victoria. 9. The boxer Lennox Lewis was born in which city? London. And 10. What is Paris's underground system called? The Metro. Total up your scores. Hopefully it's a good start for you this week. Let's move on to round 3. Round round number three this week is your 5-4-3-2-1. Why is it called that? Well, question number one is worth 5 points. Question two is for 4 points. Three is worth 3 points. Question four is for 2 points. And question five is worth just 1 point. That's why I call it 5-4-3-2-1. And question number one, not including Rishi Sunak, who are the last five Conservative Party leaders? So number one, not including Rishi Sunak, who are the last five Conservative Party leaders here in the UK? It seems like we've had 10 about the last 2 years, but that isn't the case. Number two, which four colour bandanas were worn by the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? So number two, which four colour bandanas were worn by the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Number three, name the three countries that the Amazon River flows through. Number three, name the three countries that the Amazon River flows through. Number four, between which two British cities did the classic locomotive, the Flying Scotsman, run? Is locomotive the correct term? So number four, between which two British cities did the steam engine, I guess, the Flying Scotsman, run? I've been lucky enough. Where, a place where I used to work was right next to some train tracks. I was in my office one day and I heard the whoosh, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's a steam train coming. How cool. Looked out the window. It was the Flying Scotsman. It was incredible. Finally, question number five. False or true, the Russian team showed up 12 days late to the 1908 Olympics in London. Is that false or true? So number five, false or true, the Russian team showed up 12 days late to the Olympics in London in 1908, the Summer Olympics. Okay, that's your five questions on 5-4-3-2-1. It's only five questions, but it's worth 15 points. So feel free to pause the podcast while you ponder the answers. However, if you're ready, here's the answers to the entertainment round. Number one, who played Cruella de Vil in the live-action 101 Dalmatians, Glenn Close? Number two, which TV show chronicled life in Wisteria Lane, Desperate Housewives? Question number three, from which British city did the Kaiser Chiefs originate, Leeds? Number four, Cool Runnings is the story of which country entering a bobsleigh team into the Winter Olympics, Jamaica? Number five, in Fallout, what currency is used in the capital wasteland, bottle caps? Six, which university is attended by Oliver Quick in the Amazon Prime film, Saltburn? That's Oxford, Oxford University. Number seven, which band thought it was fun to stay at the YMCA, the Village People? Eight, the Dutton family are at the centre of which hit US TV series, Yellowstone? Number nine, in regular episodes of Pointless, how much does the cash jackpot begin at in each episode? £1,000. And ten, which American rapper released the album Get Rich or Die Tryin' in 2003? 50 Cent. Are you ready for the answers to 5-4 then? Here we go. Number one, not including Rishi Sunak, who are the last five Conservative Party leaders? We had the lady that was defeated by the lettuce, of course, Liz Truss. She's the most recent, before or after Rishi Sunak. Boris Johnson before Liz Truss. Then it was Theresa May. Before Theresa May was David Cameron. And I reckon the tricky one, can you remember? Michael Howard was before David Cameron. Number two, which four colour bandanas were worn by the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Blue, red, orange, and purple. Number three, name the three countries that the Amazon River flows through. That's Peru, Colombia, and Brazil. Number four, between which two British cities did the Flying Scotsman run? It was between London and Edinburgh. And number five, false or true, the Russian team showed up 12 days late to the 1908 Olympics in London. That's true, they were using the Julian calendar instead of the Gregorian calendar and miscalculated and turned up late to the Olympics. Your first three rounds of takeaway trivia this week are completed, but are you ready for the final round? Let's go. Diving in to the final fling, question number one this week. Who has sisters named Skipper, Stacy, and Chelsea? Number one, who has sisters named Skipper, Stacy, and Chelsea? Number two, what word in the United States denotes a second-year university student or high school student? So number two, what word in the US denotes a second-year university or high school student? Number three, orthography refers to the study of what? Question number three, orthography refers to the study of what? Number four, what is the capital of the Lebanon? Number four, what is the capital of the Lebanon? Number five, in which American state did the Mayflower land? Question five, in which American state did the Mayflower land? Number six, what would you read about in a Stanley Gibbons catalogue? Question six, what would you read about in a Stanley Gibbons catalogue? Question seven, chitting, that's C-H-I-T-T-I-N-G, careful there, is a method used to encourage what vegetable to sprout prior to planting? Number seven, chitting is the method used to encourage what vegetable to sprout prior to planting? Number eight, which of the original James Bond novels has the shortest title? Question 8. Which of the original James Bond novels has the shortest title? Number 9. In which year did Britain turn to the decimal system? Question number 9. In which year did Britain turn to the decimal system? Number 10. Olivia Dunham was an FBI agent in which TV series? Question number 10, Olivia Dunham was an FBI agent in which TV series? Question 11, which was the first country to win the Rugby Union World Cup twice? Question number 11, which was the first country to win the Rugby Union World Cup twice? Question number 12. With which country does Russia share its smallest land border? Question number 12 again. With which country does Russia share its smallest land border? Sticking with geography for number 13. Which is the largest of the Balearic Islands? Number 13. Which is the largest of the Balearic Islands? Number 14, in which country was writer Salman Rushdie born? Number 14, in which country was writer Salman Rushdie born? And number 15, what is added to eggs, sugar, and vanilla to make advocaat? 15, what is added to eggs, sugar, and vanilla to make advocaat? That's your 15 questions on the final fling. It's the round that can make or break you on Takeaway Trivia. Hopefully it's been a good one. If you're not ready for the answers, pause the podcast, review what you've written. But if you are ready, they're coming after this quick break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The answers then to the final fling number one, who has sisters named Skipper, Stacy, and Chelsea. It's Barbie. Number two, what word in the US denotes a second year university or high school student? Sophomore. Number three, orthography refers to the study of what? Spelling. Four, what is the capital of the Lebanon? Beirut. Number five, in which American state did the Mayflower land? Massachusetts. Number six, what would you read about in a Stanley Gibbon catalogue? Postage stamps. Seven, chitting, that's C-H-I-T-T-I-N-G, is the method used to encourage what vegetable to sprout prior to planting? Potatoes. Number eight, which of the original James Bond novels has the shortest title? Dr. No. Nine, in which year did Britain turn to the decimal system? 1971. Number 10, Olivia Dunham was the FBI agent in which TV series? Fringe. 11, which was the first country to win the Rugby Union World Cup twice? Australia. 12, with which country does Russia share its smallest land border? It's North Korea. 13, which is the largest of the Balearic Islands? Majorca. Number 14, in which country was writer Salman Rushdie born? India. And 15, what is added to eggs, sugar and vanilla to make advocar? Brandy. Total up your scores and find out if you are a takeaway trivia champion this week. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure to be a quizmaster, and I hope you've enjoyed the questions. I'll leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that sleep literally cleans your brain out? Yes, during slumber, cerebrospinal fluid flushes through the brain to wash any harmful proteins and toxins that build up during the day. So go and get a good kip tonight and get some brain power back, ready for next week's takeaway trivia. Have a great week, quiz heads. Have a safe week, and we will quiz again soon. Take care. I hope you're enjoying Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts, so please subscribe, rate, and review to help this quiz grow. Also, if there's anything you would like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Threads at Bar Wars. Finally, we're also available on YouTube, youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. Happy quizzing! The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.